Oh, it's been a great night. Everybody's sharings. You know, when we go to God from a humble heart, he leads and guides us. And you know, we've had a bit of a tough week. We lost Milo last week, and I was unable to share because every time I thought I was going to share, I would well up with tears, you know. And it's God that puts that tenderness in our heart. You know, he wants us to go boldly unto him. We give all our cares and all our woes to him, and we let go. We don't, you know, we don't draw them back. We let them go to God. We don't bring them back to ourselves. And it's been an absolute great week. As Jason shared, we went to Swanage on Saturday. And it was just a great family time. Myself and Lawrence and Danny and Amber, and they took their little niece and nephew, Kiki and Dre. We went with Nick and Leanne and our two grandchildren. And it was just wonderful, just spending family time together, you know. And that love of God, I believe we've shared with our kids. We've raised them in the Word. You know, we haven't been perfect, but we have always taught them how much we love God. And it shows in their life. Danny, I'm so proud of you and the way you spoke of your dad tonight. You know, I am married to the most meek and humble man, a true man of God. He loves God. He puts God first in everything that he does. And he pours his heart and soul into everything that he does with the Word of God. Nothing's too much trouble. He's there for people, you know, no matter what time the phone may ring or the Skype may ring. His sharings, he really walks with God. And when he shares, we should sit up and listen, because it's God working through him. He shares with us on a big scale like this on Zoom, but also to the individual. And we know that God works within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. But sometimes we get a little lost and we may need some extra guidance. And when we go to a man of God, we have to truly believe that what the man of God is saying is coming from God to us as the individual. You know, we can know all the scriptures under the sun, but if we don't live it, like Amber shared earlier, myself and Amber are very practical people. So it's not just about knowing, it's about the doing or the performing of it. So when we get encouraged, whether it's God encouraging us or whether it's another believer encouraging us, we should really pay attention. Because when we cry out to God, and maybe we're in a dark place, we may not hear what God is saying. But God does work through the ministers, the women and the men of God that he has placed in the body where it pleases him. And so when we listen and we obey, we will get the blessings. So even though I can sit here and quote, oh, hundreds of scriptures, if I'm not actually living it, then it's not going to do me any benefit. I have to do the performing of it. I have to follow through with it. You know, I used to say, I can't learn any more scripture, Lar. Because if I learn any more, I'm going to be responsible to live it. And I haven't started living the last couple of verses of scripture I've learned. Because I feel it's a duty on my part before God that if I know the word, then I should be living the word. It's not just about knowing it, but it's about living it and doing it. You know, if God has shown me something, if God's working within me, then I am the fool if I don't live it. How can I be an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ if I have more down days than I have good days? So I will push through those barriers. And again, you know, I shared, not last week, the week before, the way my dad raised me, my earthly dad, you know, I was always encouraged to be the winner. I was always encouraged that I had to do my best. And I feel that that's a duty and an honour to God, to be my best every day. Yeah, some days I may wake up and think, oh, I don't want to do this today. No, God, you give me the strength to accomplish this today. And I'll push my way through it. Yeah, we've had heat this week. I've been out in the heat, come home, and I sit out in the heat when I come home. And Lawrence said, you're going to look like a dry prune if you carry on sitting out there in the sun.
No, I said, you look like a dry prune.
I look like a dry prune, right? I love the sun. I love the heat. You know, I should have probably been born in Africa or something, because, you know, even the hotter it gets, the happier I am. Some people don't like the heat. But, you know, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, we are still ambassadors for Christ. And we are the representatives that we hold forth that word. And it's a standard. God requires a standard from us as believers. Not just to be able to quote it, but to live it. You know, we have a great example of Jesus Christ. You know, you don't see Jesus Christ sort of giving up, or he pushed on through. He saw that power of God. He knew that God was always with him, never left him or forsaked him. He knew that he was there for a purpose. And I really do believe we are all here for a purpose. God has placed us, again, in the body where it pleases him. One, what I can do, somebody else can't do. And what somebody else can do, I can't. Because we are all members in particular. We all work together, you know, and we encourage one another. We strengthen one another. You know, iron sharpeneth iron. So if we continue to be the best we can be on a daily basis, and we, you know, even if you're having a tough day, then ring someone or speak to someone and get to that point where you get lifted, and then you can move on. Because see, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, we've had these heat waves, we've had bad weather. It's all conditioned by the world, and it's there to beat you down. But the word of God says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. And we know that verse of scripture, but we either believe it or we don't. And there's no grey areas when it comes to the word of God. You know, we want to be on fire 24/7. We want to feel that we have done our best when we go to bed at night. You know, if you go to bed at night totally exhausted, then you know you've done your bit. God said, I will lead you. And he leads us through the wilderness if we are humble enough to listen and to do. You know, he will make a way. And it's such a beautiful way. It's paradise when you're walking with him. He will be there for you whenever you need him. All you have to do is call out. Call unto me. And I will hear you, and I will answer you, and I will show you. See, he will show us. He can show us, but if we don't do it, then we're the losers. As we continue faithfully, you know, we have to be faithful ambassadors. It's not about, well, today I done it, but, you know, tomorrow I don't feel like it. Or, well, yesterday I didn't feel like it, and today I don't feel like it, so I'm not going to do it. You don't do it, then you don't reap the rewards. You know, there are 5 crowns waiting for us. And those crowns will be rewarded, but only to the faithful. You know, it's an everyday process. It's not that it doesn't come down to feelings. It comes down to that spirit that lives in each and every one of us. And whether we admonish God on a daily basis as we're going about our day, or whether we only go to him when we're at our lowest. And it will show within your walk. It will show as you continue to share and talk and live, you will see those that are walking with God and those that aren't. As we look to God in every situation, always remembering that there's an adversary out there trying to attack. Do we allow him in? No. We take a stand, just like that dog soldier stuck the stick in the ground and didn't budge. We have to get to the point where we do not budge. We do not allow him in. We don't allow him to infiltrate our heart, our mind, our emotions, our feelings. We continue to be strong. Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because otherwise, what's the point, guys? You know, we're just playing religion. We're just playing the dumbed-down Christian. You know, the Christian that gets trampled on every day. No. Now is the time to take a stand. And when a man of God speaking, we should adhere to what he's saying. Because it's words from God for us. Great encouragement. You know, if the minister's saying, well, you know, he's had a bad day and we're getting beaten and, you know, we're living in a world where, you know, we're going to see daily thing, bad thing. No, the minister should be there to encourage, to exhort, to uplift, to guide, to support. And if he's doing that, then we should be paying mighty attention. Because the man of God is speaking from God to us. And on that basis, then we'll start to get that vibrance and we'll feel alive and we'll start moving. We'll start seeing God in our lives. We'll start seeing how he's walking with us and talking with us. And we'll be on fire, truly on fire. Like Danny and Amber right now, they are on fire. Lawrence, on fire. We're all on fire. We got to stay on fire, encouraging one another, exhorting one another, you know, sharing our testimonies, showing what God's doing in our life. You know, when we speak the word to someone, that is obliviating the adversary, totally obliviating him every time we speak the word of God. Every time we hear a word from God and we speak it forth, it eradicates all evil. It eradicates fear. But if we're afraid to speak, or if we're having a tough day, we don't speak. We're eradicating nothing. We're allowing that fear to come in and infiltrate us. So let's spend this week eradicating the adversary from our lives. Let's eradicate him from the whole entire universe and just let that word of God permeate the hearts and minds of people out there that are living in fear, that have got no hope. Let's bring some life back into people's lives. The life that Jesus Christ made available. Because he died for each one of us. And for all those out there that are lost and feeling destroyed and feeling alone. Let's reach those people. And really fire them up and let them know that their lives matter. All lives matter to God. And he just wants us all to come home. And rest in his arms. So bless your hearts.